Blog Talk Radio. My IHOTEP, and as Luther says, better love. Welcome to the Truth to Power Show, and I'm Beverly, and we got to be talking health tonight. We have Crenshaw Herbal Pack with us tonight, and let's see. Greetings, IHOTEP.
Better love.
Thanks for joining us. Yes, thank you for having me tonight. As always, a pleasure. Okay, now, before we get into the herbs, how did you get into to this business, this health energy?
I got into this when I got ill of acid reflux really bad. So I started looking into herbal remedies, and I opened up one door that opened up several mini doors, and here we are today.
Excellent. So, okay. Now, you had sent me something that says protection spray. Now, what do you do with that? Is that for outside or inside, or you take it outside, on your body or in your body?
Spray it out anywhere outside of you if you want to spray it in your home after somebody left with some negative energy, or if you're just not feeling that you need a uplifting of some positive energy. It has nothing but pure essential oils and a whole bunch of essential herb oils that I put together as a natural blend, and just something that just create, you know, a heavenly environment, sort of say, or a positive environment.
Okay, excellent. Now, what do you got? You have so many herbs here. What do you recommend for the time that we are in with all of this biochemical warfare that's going on that they giving us and shooting us with and spraying us with? What do you suggest that we can use?
The number one thing that I have is the humic fulvic acid and the zeolite, but that's why also I'm thankful to have this call with you tonight, Bev. So I have my Baba coming on, who normally doesn't come out and speak in the open, but he's willing to come out and talk and give a real deep, broad spectrum, you know, investigation on the humic. I'm under him. I came up under Baba for over the past 8 years. Plus, and we've developed a lovely relationship, and he's more of a public speaker than I am. I'm willing to become a better speaker, but as of the person who could explain it best in real depth, that's why I brought him onto the show and let him go in and explain it straight from the roots all the way up.
Okay. Well, I don't see his number yet, so when he show up,
No problem.
We'll bring him on. And I also, you also have herbs that you cook with. Now, those are really good, that the ones that I have tried. I mean, you don't even have to use salt.
No.
When you put those on there. Tell us about some of the herbs, the cooking.
And that's what I came out recently after just discovering how all of these corporations are just after profit. They don't care about our health. They don't care what they use in it. They use a lot of chemicals in it to keep from a lot of the seasonings and salts from clumping. Anti-caking agents is what they're described as. But when I saw that, well, as far as McCormick, that's our go-to seasoning. We all have that in our home. And after I found out that McCormick was a part of not disclosing what they were really packaging in those bottles. So I thought about it myself and came across these seasonings and started putting these blends together and said, why not? You know, and I do offer, you know, samples as I showed you. I just want some, you know, try something different and natural that we know where it's coming from. We don't have to question it. Get it from us.
Yeah, and I mean, I really enjoy it, and it gives your food a good flavor, too. And I was, you know, usually I still have to put, I don't eat a lot of salt, but I usually put a little salt in my food. But with those herbs, you don't really have to put any salt in your food, and you have it blend this right. What's the name of it again?
The No Salt Blend.
Yeah, the no salt blend. Yes.
Yeah.
And what else do you have?
Cajun spice blend. I still carry salts. You know, some people still want a pinch of salt. I have Himalayan salt. I have red sea salt from Hawaii. I have black sea salt from Hawaii. What's another one? The basic garlic, onions, a few other ones I'm still putting together, but I want to be able to cater to all of our basic seasoning needs, so therefore we could get those chemical seasonings out of our cabinets.
Yeah, and what was that? That was something about not pepper, or it looked like pepper. What was that?
Oh, that's the pepper substitute. Recently, under my investigation, I found out that a lot of the black pepper we consumed over here in America may contain mold, and they don't disclose this to us. So we may be getting sick off of the seasonings that we're adding to our foods as well if we're not careful. So what I sent you is called Grains of Paradise. It's a pepper substitute, and it was originally the original pepper that we used to utilize before we got hooked on this black pepper that we use today.
Oh, okay, okay. So you substitute that in the place of just the black pepper. And then, you know, some of that black pepper kind of look like mouse droppings too.
Yes, yeah, yeah, you know, you never know what you're getting here.
Right. So when take it sometime, I'd be like, well, I don't know what I'm eating here. So, and also you have something that is really good for pain. What do you call that?
That's the Canna Pain Cream.
Okay. And now that is really good. Now it's something in there smells familiar to me. Is it some hemp oil or something in there?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's some natural CBD hemp oil in there, and that definitely gets in the skin and calms down any pain or inflammation.
And it do. I used it, so it definitely helped with the pain here too. And so, so you got the cook. You got things to cook with. You have things here to put in your body to help heal your organs and your cells. And you also have some beauty products too, don't you?
Yes, yes, indeed. I try to cover it all. As far as the humic, you could take it internally, and you can use it as a face mask. I have a different type of clay face mask that I offer. Toning oils for the facial and skin made out of burdock roots, and some of the stuff I don't have on the website up yet, but I will be putting it up there soon. Mm-hmm. But just trying to cover all bases for all our family needs. If there's an interest, and if I have a use for it in my home, I'm pretty sure somebody else has it and for a use in their home.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. And then you even have a copper tongue scraper.
Yes.
So that's the scrape that does that white stuff off your tongue.
That white film in the morning. Yes. Exactly. A lot of people do not know. You know, we get those plastic ones sometimes from the dentist, but you know that copper properties, along with pulling that out in the morning, you know, it's a great detox tool that a lot of people aren't familiar with.
Mhm. Okay. Okay. And your silver, you got the silver, the colloidal silver. So you put that in water.
Yeah, so you could take the colloidal silver directly under your tongue, a few drops. I recommend a few drops. Depending on each person, you could kind of cater to your own dosing and kind of, you know, if you feel that you need more doses throughout the day or different days or throughout different stages that you're going through life fighting different illnesses, you can up the dosage, down the dosage. But the gold is great for connectivity. The silver is great for just knocking out, killing all pathogens and viruses.
Mm.
And the copper is also a good connective one, as well as great for the females as they lose copper every month.
Oh, yeah. You're right about that. Okay, all right. Well, you have, I mean, it's almost like going to a supermarket. You have so many things, and I like how it's just natural, you know. It's like getting them raw that you have here. And what's this parasite? What is that about? I see it's
the
got
parasite eradication. It's a simple herbal ingredient complex, not complex, but compound that I put together with the basic parasite killing herbs. We have clove in there. We have wormwood. We have garlic. We have what else is in there? Off the top of my head, those are the ones that I remember. It's listed, full disclosure,
okay,
on the website,
yeah,
of everything that's in it.
Mm-hmm.
But those are just your general parasite-killing herbs that you could take any given time. There's a little sienna in it to help you purge the parasites. A lot of people don't tell you that just killing the parasites is not good enough. If you just, you don't want them to stay in you, because those are the things that cause more ailments over time. So once you kill them, you want to purge them out of your body.
Oh, okay. And do it get the eggs too, or
yes,
just the parasites once? Okay, all right.
Yes. And I would always recommend people taking that on a full moon, because full moon is when they're most active. If most people don't know, the full moon is when parasites are most active. So if you would like to during the day, you could kind of entice them with maybe just a little something sugary, and then hit them with a parasite cleanse, whatever your protocol is.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's good to know. Excellent. I see you have shea butter, and now you even had the yoni steam, the
yes,
herbs to put in for the yoni
yes,
steam here too. That's excellent. Okay, all right. Good. So
Baba's saying he can't get in. Baba's saying when he calls in the phone line, it hangs up on him.
Oh, I do? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna bring him in through another way then. Okay. We're gonna put some music on while I bring him in.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Let me see. Okay.
Baby,
All righty, I'm back, and I do have Baba with us.
All right.
Okay, can you hear? Are you Baba?
Yes, I can hear.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us. And can you explain, what is that, the humic, the herb? Can you?
Yes, humic fulvic acid. It actually has some elements. You hear mostly about humic, but it's humic fulvic acid complex.
Uh-huh.
And humic acid complex is derived from ancient plant materials, from ancient trees, plant matter, when the creation was pristine. And the earth covers these dead, decaying trees for many millions of years. And then what you have left after the microbes break down all the nutrient-dense energies is a complex material called humic fulvic acid complex. So humic actually is the mineral portion of this chemistry. And then there's fulvic. A lot of people hear the saying, from the darkness comes the light.
Mm-hmm.
Humic acid is one of the most darkest substances on earth. So it's like I said, it comes from ancient tree plant matter that has been there for hundreds of millions of, you know, sometimes the trees grow for hundreds of years, but mm-hmm. before all chemicalization of the world, of the planet, these trees were here forever. So when the trees, be it a cataclysmic situation going on, such as a volcanic eruption or earthquakes, or the tree just aged and fell over. This dense tree of life information and energy is now broken down to a complex powdery substance. So when you hear we were created from the dust of the ground, this is the actual layer of the ground that is the most living portion. And when trees are rooting, and the rooting systems are growing down into the earth, it's actually seeking this particular material because it contains the same DNA, RNA synthesis factors that grow a tree into a living entity. Humic fulvic acid is that complex dust. And also we hear of ancient Kemet. The word Kem equals dark earth. So their whole system was created and ran off of this dark substance called humic fulvic acid complex. Now, the word chem means dark, like I said, dark earth. But if you go and you research ancient Kemet, they had technologies beyond what we can imagine on this plane here. So you can do so much with humic acid, it's ridiculous. If you take humic acid, you can run the whole world off of the salts. You can run the whole world off of the electrons, the electricity coming from fulvic acid, which comes from within this dark substance. So it is ancient sunlight that has been broken down through photosynthesis. And the photons, the biophotons, and all those living light particles go all the way from the leaves all the way into the rooting system and collects down in there and creates a energetic inertia type of energy to cause the tree to explode through the air into the sun.
Mm.
All right, so this complex chemistry is the tree of life knowledge. So when we lost this knowledge, then we lost the eternal life cycle. So the eternal life cycle is light from within ourselves, which is the fulvic, and the minerals, which we are made of via the DNA, RNA synthesis factors. Now, DNA is man. So Maury Povich, when he's looking for DNA, he's going to the man. He doesn't go to the woman. Woman is RNA, right?
Okay.
Man is seed. Woman is fertile soil. So there's two complex energies within this soil that causes us to gain balance of our masculinity and our femininity. They say that the woman is made from the rib, which is actually ribonucleic acid synthesis from Adama, Adam, the rib of Adam, the word ribonucleic acid synthesis from the earth. The word Adam equals of the earth. That's what that means. So she was created from this particular synthesis factor within the soil nutrient. Now, they took this soil away from us about 140 years ago because we were the master growers here, and we utilized the soils and these dusts. You hear the saying, ashes to ashes and dust to dust. They're not supposed to use that in death. It's for the eternal life cycle, actually, because humic acid is a dust from the earth that causes only life. And the ashes is a detoxifying agent for all of our cells. It's built in to where it actually purifies the earth. When the earth gets too highly toxic, a volcano will erupt, and it will suck up all that energy, and the negative charge will pull apart the particles that actually is disrupting the chemistry of the balance of life on earth. So it's a very complex situation when it comes to these soils, but being that we were made from this substance and no one has ever taken us on a journey to return to the simple knowledge of the tree of life, which is this particular substance that gives life to trees, we are an intricate part of the tree. So we are the same exact as a tree because we're not rooted directly into the earth, but we have limbs. And we're supposed to have knowledge of retrieving this substance so we can put on our plants to grow trees and our plant and detoxifying agents. We used to bathe in it. Sisters put it in their hair. You can make tooth powders with it, you know. It's something that actually causes our DNA to remember who we are. So minus this substance, we're forgetful. We're degenerate. We degenerate. We are dying prematurely, because if you take a tree out of the substance or the source, the tree dies. And wonder why we're dying, because we're not plugged into the source. And this is why when I was, the synchronicity took place for me to find this particular substance and for me even to be on this conversation right now, the same spirit that guided the original Adamic people to have simple knowledge of the earth. We were not foreign to all of the chemistries of the earth, only until the Euro-Gentile took over and beat us into being servants and causing us to remember our story. Did we forget about this substance? And now everyone's deficient. We can't grow fingernails, the hair. We're putting on prostitute hair from human traffic, women all across the earth and vibrating on that frequency. We're not directly connected to the source any longer. So when we unplug from the source, anything goes. It's called emasculation of our brothers and defeminizing our sisters. DNA, RNA, synthesis factor. So when you take that away, the substance of who we are and what we're made from, and replace it with potato chips and animal byproducts, then, of course, we lose ourselves. We're not the same chemistry as the original Adamic man. So the return of Adam simply means the return of the simple knowledge of Adama, which is of the earth.
So all of this stuff that they put in our bodies as far as, like, the shots, we don't know what all they put in.
We do know what they put in shots, you know, because you remember – When they came over here, first of all, Christopher Columbus was a vampire. Okay. So what they're doing is priming either the blood for them to consume, or they're priming the people and the population to die off so they can die and they can retrieve the blood somehow. They put certain mechanisms in because if you know anything about the human trafficking going on, adrenochrome and chromochrome is drug of choice.
Yeah.
For the cabal and the people who have been drinking our blood and from day one. You know, you remember when they first came over here, Christopher Columbus and all them over here? Christopher Columbus was a Jew vampire. right? Only until Abraham Lincoln, Abraham Africanus, was a vampire slayer. So the president that killed, that ended up plotting to kill, was Andrew Johnson. If you look at a book called The President's Vampire, he's the only president. Andrew Johnson was the only president to pardon a vampire, and they did all of the research over at St. Elizabeth's Hospital in Washington, D.C. So, of course, they were utilizing this vampirous energy because vampires drink blood and live forever. You know, so they've been priming us because, of course, they are cursed of the earth. So, of course, they're going to take the earth away from us and these nutrient factors inside the earth so they can create be a vampire amongst people. That's why you see people missing all the time because, you know, in fact, they just announced that McDonald's are all going to close because they found that all the meat in McDonald's was 90% human.
I heard that. Human trafficked
meat. And I broke the story about 9 years ago on a project that one of my friends did, How does 1,000 missing children taste? So I've been totally shadow banned for real to the max simply because of my information and my knowledge. You know, I got around the scientists and they pulled me close because my comprehension was different.
Okay.
And, we need to comprehend, we need to study because this season here is either we're going to hear or we're going to die. You know, and just imagine hundreds of thousands of children being eaten and drank every year. I mean, hundreds of millions, excuse me.
Right.
I mean, three or four million people now across the world are human trafficked. And the blood and all this stuff, they've taken all these nutrients away from us so they can drink the blood.
Wow. Now,
a lot of the people that are buried, one last point, a lot of people that are buried, some of them in certain areas, they only show the shoulder blades. The rest of the body's gone. They use that in certain foods, food products. Now, what was your question?
Now, some are saying that they are putting technology in the shots. So how do we get around them putting technology inside of us?
Well, you remember, it's all about polarity. The whole world is polarity. The cells are polarity. Right. Technology is going to be the nanotechnologies. I've been in the nanotechnologies since I was 15.
Okay.
Top scientists in the world are my friends, the professor over at Area 51. So I've been dealing in the realm of retrieving information to save a people and to get in tune with the earth. Now, being that we're so detached from the synthesis factors of the creation, we have we don't have any power any longer. We don't have that power. Because remember, when they gave us Jesus, they didn't give us the knowledge of what the word meant. The word actually is Zeus. Jesus actually is one of the chief Greek gods of the Greeks. That's a Hellenic Greek god, mythological person. But it all equates to Zeus, which equals lightning. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Lightning is a white light source that communes with the earth. So energy comes up, energy comes down, heaven above, below, and it meets together and it charges the earth. Okay? So if we had total knowledge of Jesus, what they really don't teach us, then we would recognize that once this crackling took place in the universe, we would go outside with our bare feet. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that would actually, hold on, my sister is texting me because she wants me to. Hold on a second. She wants to hear what I say too.
Okay.
But we're supposed to go outside with our shoes off and finally connect, which actually distorts their frequency. So all these radio towers that got going on around us, is there because we generally have refused. We've been Hellenized through the wearing of Nikes. Nike means the Greek goddess of victory over our soul. So when they disconnect us from the source, remember, we're put in a situation. So shoes on our feet on a constant basis, we don't receive the negative charge.
And that concrete, too. They put the concrete over the soil.
Yes, they do that. They did that purposefully because we were divinely connected to the source. Now, you know, they make us, you know, put grass out there, and, you know, we generally don't even touch the grass anymore. We don't touch the soil no more. We don't want it on our shoes. Soil is who we're made of. When we want to heal, we go to the dirt. We don't die and get buried in the dirt. Mm-hmm. You know, have you ever noticed it raining outside or sprinkling when someone's being buried? Have you ever gone to a funeral and it started raining?
Yes.
Okay, let me explain what's happening there real quick, real briefly, because the earth, this is a living platform. This is not for death. Death, we're not supposed to die. That's because we enter into a synthetic world. Synthetic is the enemy of life, okay? Synthetic fingernails causes cancer, brain cancer. Synthetic hair causes mind, you know, like mind control because, you know, you're resonating frequencies and you're disrupting your antennas.
Okay.
So we generally don't even touch the soul anymore until we so-called die. But even in death nowadays, we don't touch it. Now, because when it rains, rain is a superconductor of electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Lightning, because I know you've seen lightning at a funeral.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Depending on the servitude and the life cycle of this being, the earth will come back and resuscitate you. That's what Jesus is lightning. All right? So when you die, either it's supposed to put you in the soil, not supposed to bury you down in the ground like that. It put you on the soil, and the earth will saturate the earth with, I mean, clouds will saturate with the water, and then all of a sudden you'll see a lightning, and a person comes back to life. That's why they put people in aluminum boxes, because historically people used to come back to life after lightning storms. That's where Frankenstein came from.
Wow, I've heard that, and I've heard people that said that they didn't want none of their organs taken out of their bodies for 72 hours or something like that. So I guess alluding to that.
Well, you know, this is a systematic plan to destroy living souls.
Mm-hmm.
And soul equals light. So we generally have no clue of light at all. We know the word Jesus, though, but the pastor's not going to tell you that. He's going to keep shaking your pockets because, you know, generally most pastors are there because people are literate of reading that book. And it doesn't take anyone to study a book. We don't need to. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to study a book. We read books.
Right.
So they kind of discombobulated us very – this is a thorough situation where they messed us up at a whole nother level. You know, families got to start hearing each other because we are all we got. There's a genocide plan to kill and destroy through the music industry, vibration frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
That's polarity. So when we're dealing with poles and polarity, there's going to be a situation to where, you know, I've been primed to do this music thing because generally it's a frequency and it's, you know, it has to be a balance somewhere along the line. Genocide is serious, and it takes someone who's been primed to deal with it.
So is there any love music? I mean, do love music play an important part on this too?
Well, yeah, but you got to realize a lot of the music here has been tainted with frequency, and it's not in the proper balance, you know. So it's even when you're talking about love, you know, you got to realize that love is a Greek word too as well.
Okay.
And that word right there doesn't really mean what it is. You know, we generally are supposed to be a one people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And return to each other in strength and spirit. You know, I know we have to use certain words to relay what it is, but we all want to feel that what we call love. But love is gifting one another with peace and life energy. You know, I have people around me that love me. I didn't really know that, but now I realize this because I only do good. You only do good, man. The universe wants to keep that, you know. It wants you to become an example. But we've been put in a situation to where all of this energy around us is all miscombobulating spirits and energies, so we generally don't know which direction to go. You know, you might want to be at peace, but you're taking a nice walk in nature and a thumping sound system drives past you talking about drop it. You know,
right, right.
So we're seeking. You know, we have to return to the forest. We have to return to nature, so we can be at one with it. You know, when they put us in these situations, in these housing situations, you know, we really not communing with the earth. And plus, you know, we're always trespassing, you know, on someone's land and all these things. So as soon as all these things are released to the population, we need to go ahead and return simply to the earth and life versus death. I mean, it's going to tell us a story. And plus, it's divine synchronicity in our return, you know. And that's all it is. We have to return. The return to what we perceive God to be is a return to what nature is all about. You know, we have to make sure we recognize what these words mean, because we say these words like God and never even realize. We never even looked up the word. You know, that's a German word. It means Gott, G-O-T-T. So we generally are using words and frequencies and in a cursed situation where we have to really, right. You know, begin to relearn our indigenous connection to the source. And we, you know, it's a journey, but if we never start the journey, we'd perish like all everyone else. You know, we have to return. There's a frequency that calls us to live, and there's a frequency that calls us to die. All right, and also returning to the nanotechnology.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
These people know exactly who we are. It changed our food. We're not connected to the source. We're always sitting in front of some radiation technologies. You know what I'm saying? So why not create a situation where we can manipulate you through these sciences and these technologies? These guys know us. You know, they created this situation, this platform. And nanotechnology can be disrupted using certain elements like boron, you know, and
boron.
Various elements like humic acid, because humic acid actually has a charge. Our cells, if it dips below 50 millivolts, we begin to become cancerous. So most people are getting cancer from these jabs because it's called luciferase chemistry, which actually is an algae that comes from the ocean, which, you know, when you see the purple or blue haze that's glowing on the, when you look at the ocean, that's luciferase chemistry within there. When you see it, it's like a reflection off of there, but it's actually luciferase chemistry in the ocean, which is like an ultraviolet light situation where they can actually use that as a driver for their technology. So it gives off a certain voltage. So Tesla will prove that, you know, we can deal with free energy, but if you coat your organs, if your organs are supposed to be pink and you're drinking red number 40 or blue this and blue that, that disrupts all of the frequency connection to the source, which is if the rainbow gives off a pink frequency, it's going to affect those organs that are pink. Got it?
Our
bodies are divinely connected to the coloration of the rainbow. That's what bringing heaven to earth knowledge is. It's the noble gases and the noble metals connecting, you know. So someday over the rainbow was when we actually returned to the source and figured out how to be able to take control of our frequencies.
Interesting. So now some people do earthing. I think that's what they call it when you put your foot, dig a hole and put your foot in the ground. Is that good?
Yes, indeed, because earthing is going to give you the proper voltage. Now, earthing after a lightning storm, make sure it's not lightning any longer, is the best, because then you actually recharge your whole body. And also, every once in a while, you always see dogs peeing on the earth, right? They go outside and piss on the tree. They pee on the tree because the tree is alive, it's giving off of energy, and it's got an aura. So when they pee, the salt inside the urine, actually there's a charge that goes up into their midsection and recharges them.
Wow.
So generally, every once in a while, we should go outside and take a piss on the ground, because it's going to recharge your, you know, everyone's getting ovarian cancer and all kinds of different, because we never peed in the toilet. Outside and in certain areas, we pissed on the tree, so the tree, you know, it gives them salts and all of the life-giving energies.
Wow.
Right. So we didn't do that. Flushing our pee down the toilet, you know.
Right. Down some pipes. So by
Urine is gold. If you look up urine is gold, then you will appreciate our urine because that's our pharmacy. Our real pharmacy is urine. And most people generally, you have to do your own research. I don't really talk about it. It gets people hurt. But generally, do your own research on urine therapy.
Okay. So that's why when you go to the doctor, the first thing they take is your urine with your blood.
Of course. There you go. Because everything that you eat breaks down to blood, which is urine, which is blood plasma. That will give you your electric fields because if you're low voltage, it's not going to, you know, they can look at it under a microscope and like, oh, he's low voltage because the urine is the actual voltage inside of all your body. So if you want to live, eat good and in the morning, just drink your urine because urine is whatever you are. So if you are what you eat, then your urine is going to be exactly that. I'm going to let you know. Every morning, I drink my urine in the morning. Every morning.
Yeah, I've heard that, you know, and I know, you know, I've heard of people drank urine, and they want to make fun of it, but they don't know the significance of it.
Look, we forgot who we are. If urine is only it's the excess blood plasma inside of your body. So when your body is charged and, you know, in the morning is where your body's actually, when you're laying down at nighttime, your body's healing. So it's creating chemistries and it's giving off various, you know, antiviral, anti-cancerous, you know, materials, you know. So, of course. In the morning, you take that back in, and it continues to work on your body and your organs. So,
And your urine is much different in the morning than during the rest of the day. It's like it's a deep yellow or something.
Right. It has the antibodies in it. That's why you want to do the morning urine because, you know, most a lot of people that are even dealing with any type of viruses or bacteria or infection, viruses can't live in urine. Inside the body, you know. And also, if you're in the wilderness and you need to clean something and purify something, if you piss on your dishes, you know, and just wipe it off, it'll purify your dishes within the first 15 minutes. And it's purified. You know, if you got a cut or something, it's live.
Wow.
You know? And generally, you know, like I say, we're going to get off the subject, but if you're taking in human fulvic acid, and then it goes through the body. Now it's more angstrom, and now when you take it back into your body, it can go all over the body in those areas where your organs are located. Yeah, so urine therapy along with human fulvic acid is profound, healing, beyond. Wow. There's a book, actually, this is the last thing. It's called Your Own Pharmacy. Urine therapy book, yes.
Okay. I mean, because I have never seen nothing as black as that. I mean, it's like pure, deep black. And then when you put it in the water, it looked like it's kind of brownish, too. It's got a little brown.
The brownness is actually the fulvic showing through. So if you let it sit for about 2 or 3 months or maybe 6 months and you come back to it and you know, you don't hit it or vibrate it, put it in a place where it's not a lot of vibration, it'll actually be gold and all this. The soil will drop down to the bottom, and from the darkness comes the light. It'll be fulvic acid in there.
Wow.
Yep, that's ancient sunlight. So when you drink that fulvic acid in the soil, it synthesizes with your cells and gives your body the right proper voltage so it can live. It's like it does plants. So you can take a sprinkle. Now, when you're planting with it, you only need a sprinkle. You don't want to put too much because it'll overtake the plant.
Okay.
You know, you want to just put a very tiny little bit. But you can grow food with humic fulvic acid. You can put it in your hair. You can put it on cuts, wounds. You can do enemas with it. Like I say, you can do so much with it because our inner organs need voltage. And humic acid, the fulvic acid within the humic acid has the proper voltage that just, you know, it's the same voltage as our cells require.
So it kind of gets you back in balance.
Absolute balance. you know. Mm. And the thing is, you know, people generally like, no, I don't eat dirt. It's like, well, you were made from it. So
right.
You can go directly to the source because, you know, I mean, everybody, like nowadays, people don't have enough hypochlorous acid in their body. So if we know a source of where we can get hypochlorous acid, then we all we do is we supplement with it until the virus die off.
Mm.
And also, humic acid deals with intracellular detoxification. So the charge on it, actually, if there's a virus inside the cell, it'll go into that environment, and it will actually use the charge to pull out whatever is in there,
okay.
Be it toxin or virus, that it hijacks the receptor side of the cells. So it pulls that off of there, and then it actually binds it and gets it out of the body, or it pulls it into the blood, and then it's exposed now to whatever chemistry is that will kill it off.
Yeah, because that's what they say, and that whatever that they've given us, the stuff, the COVID and all that, they saying that it goes into the cells. So this is what we need to help pull whatever that they trying to put in the cells to pull it out.
Yes, it's called mitigation. It actually does mitigate. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read you something real quick. Because I used to be the president of this. This is Charlotte Master speaking right here.
Charlotte, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I used to be.
Pleasure.
Excuse me?
I say it's a pleasure to have you.
Oh, it says latent viruses' ability to hide for extended periods of time makes these viruses especially hard to eliminate from the body. Herpes and other latent viruses such as shingles, a lot of people dealing with, you know, shingles,
yes.
And HIV, which is human immune virus, can lie dormant inside the cells for years, but it is unusual when the body is stressed or the immune system is compromised that they begin replicating and breaking out of the cell. Okay, so what this does, the humic acid does, is it pulls them out. But if you have another chemistry in your body, you can kill every virus off. You can balance every chemistry. When viruses exit the cell, the humic acid will attach to the virus receptors and will stop the viral infusion process, preventing it from entering another healthy cell where it would seek to replicate into still more viruses. So it'll stop it in its tracks. And it has a charge there too, so it doesn't enter any. It'll coat it with its chemistry, so it can't enter into this receptor site. And that's why when you put it in water, it dissolves like that.
Yeah.
And it really doesn't have a harsh taste to it.
No.
It's life, you know, mm-hmm. life. And that's the intricate is, you know, because a lot of times, you know, you taste stuff and it's terrible. I know this, we were supposed to find this because, you know, a lot of our people were not going to take it in because it tastes bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It doesn't have a taste. Very slight taste of any.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. When humic acid attaches to a virus, the virus will die of old age in less than 80 hours and will be eliminated from the body by normal pathways. Thus, over time, lessens the severity and frequency of outbreaks and reduces the pain effects. And latent viruses, in many cases, over time, virtually stops the outbreak altogether. So it does mitigate viruses, and we all, when I was the vice president of this particular company, we had all of the, I was going through some of my divorce situation, because once I found humic acid, everybody left my world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I had everything. I had a new nightclub. I mean, I lost everything,
mm-hmm.
but I stuck with humic acid because the very first time I ever went to look for humic acid, it just so happened that when I was asking the guy at the health food store, he was opening his book. I was like, do you have any? And the lady opened the door and came in. I said, do you have any humic acid? And she walked past and went through the aisle, did her shopping. And we're sitting there looking through the book. And then we didn't find anything, so I bought what I got and left. And then I get a little tap in my window. Boom, boom, boom. Hey, mister, I have humic acid. I was like, what? So the synchronicity of it, and she worked for Children's Hospital, and she was the girlfriend of a doctor that actually introduced humic acid, and he was one of the first melanated brothers to be dealing with this substance. And so it was all synchronicity. And very, like I said, the very first time I ever went to look for it, I had it that day.
Wow.
So I'm not second guessing. My life has been totally incredible, according to me having this substance in my body.
Yeah. And it do, it makes you, I don't know, you could feel a difference.
Well, you feel a charge. You feel your memory returning because it's DNA, RNA synthesis. You remember, all of us are seeds. We're a seed. Okay. We started off as seeds. So we need synthesis. We need synthesis. A woman, minus this substance, she's going to become deficient. That's why you see lesbians, because she's down there eating the secretions of another woman with RNA, ribonucleic acid synthesis. That's fertile womb. So she's eating it because she's in balance. Now, man that's deficient in DNA synthesis, he's now going down there putting a wig on trying to get some nuts.
Okay.
You know, and seeds.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Nuts and seeds, you know, like nature. Nature is seeds. So I fashion a service behind that knowledge. And, you know, of course, I've been challenged, so I won't even mention it. Yeah, we're all seeds and soil. And if, once we are taken out of that cycle, you know, like I said, anything can happen.
And I just wanted to say what you're saying is so true, is because when you bury a person, if you go back and look, dig them up, they went back to the earth, except for their bones.
Right, right. We're not generally supposed to die. Death is a see, before the Euro Gentile came here, we were already living forever. We didn't have any concept of death. I mean, there were people that, you know, died and had wars and stuff like that, of course. But generally, we were already in cycle. And when we started denigrating from being connected divinely, you know, even if you look at the red clay mounds, those are people that are still vibrating energy. Right. They most likely were people who were mangled in war or something like that.
Okay.
But but they generally still give off energy. And the soil actually charges whatever energy they still got is still being amplified. Our bodies are not what most people think it is. We're a lightning bolt. We have trillions of cells at 50 millivolts. So that means we're lightning.
Wow.
And they got us. Right. The God is looking for Zeus, and we're really the lightning.
Right. Wow,
yeah.
That is so something else.
And also, if you look up the word Bible, it equals Biblios. This is where we crush the whole thing. Okay.
Okay.
If you look up Bible, it's Biblios. Means, the definition of Biblios means Greek book. Okay. Now, if we're seeking to avoid hell or Hellenism, which is a Greek culture on this earth, we do not read a Greek book. That's the process of giving us the God concept, and we already were in tune with the elements and the light frequencies and the soil nutrients and the gardening and the, all of that already. So why would we need that? We didn't need that. That was a portion of Hellenizing us to give us the Greek culture. It's all Greek Hellenism, and that's exactly how they got us. And these pastors are still talking about the same stuff over and over. He's a coming, you know. First slave boat was named Jesus, and that's why they said they were calling on the chariot to come and carry them home, you know. So it's a lot to the story that, we have gotten taken.
And why they got those Greek organization that people belong to in college.
And Hellenized.
Yeah.
Hellenized.
Wow.
Hellenism. Yeah, I started a class on Facebook called Hellenism 101, and Mr. Zuckerberg said, nope, you're not going to tell this story.
Wow.
Yep. So they banned me on all of that, shadow ban.
Oh, that's not a surprise.
Well, you know, I mean, I was innocently just doing it just to give some people some, you know, some content, you know. I wasn't trying to war against them, you know. But if I did start a war against them, they would have got rid of me anyway. It doesn't matter.
Doing is waking people up, raising people's vibration here. That's what you're doing. Yes. Now, when you're doing the earthing, is it better to put your feet in just the earth or make it, or put some water in there or put it in mud? Which one is better?
Well,
if it doesn't matter.
You know, you could take a pinch of ash, because ash is a superconductor of material, and drink some water and put a little drop of water on there, and you know, on where you're putting your feet, because it's a superconductor of electricity. Just like when you so-called read in Biblios, you know, they gave some stuff, you know, but that was for the Mormon children that recognized alchemistry via Edgar Cayce, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People that have knowledge of alchemistry, they can figure certain things out as hidden in those books,
the
alchemistry side. But generally, the ashes, with sackcloth and ashes, yeah, that was to get static electricity, and they laid on the ground with it so they can charge up. Just like Michael Jackson when he did the song Earth Song, he gave the key. That's why he was hated so bad. He gave the keys to reverse our captivity, is by getting on all fours and all of us at once in the earth, actually rub the earth and tell the earth, go ahead and kick their ass.
Wow.
Right.
A lot of us didn't know that.
Nobody knew, but I knew. I started a group too on Facebook. You know, we was earthing, and you know, I mean, I really know the truth. You know, I've been really put in a situation to really become a teacher and of the Adamic root, and not in religion, because religion means to bind around the neck. So these words are very key. We have to know what we're speaking about. So that's the reason why I love to teach. You know, I love to teach, and I love to, we need to go ahead and start venturing and making a connection with these people who have been hiding these minds, waiting on us to return.
Right. Yeah.
And we have the experts to come and set up a whole platform so we can now go forth and teach our people how to return. And that's going to be the humanitarian situation in the uplift. That's why we're doing it in this season. We have to do it now. This season of the uplift. And it's all orchestrated. When I met my man and I met my brother, I knew that it was on just via his frequency and his voice. I don't want to do business with anyone else. But I know that if we get it in the right hands, the right person, we can go ahead and do some great things. It's been heavy trying to pull this and get the information out there because, you know, you want to do the best, but there's people that go against life.
Right.
So it's anti-life beings on earth. And, you know, of course, when you have knowledge, you have to be like a surgeon, like a precision.
Yes.
Everything that you do so you don't get taken out.
That's right.
But
absolutely.
And the simple thing is that we're just simply returning to the earth.
Wow. I have a person that wants to ask you a question. The call-in number here is 323-642-1586 and push number 1 if you have a question or comment. All right. Let's see. 973-281. You have a question, comment?
Hello.
973. Yes.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Better love.
Oh, okay.
Peace and better
love.
How you
doing? Better love.
Good.
I was just calling to give my input on the humic fulvic acid.
Okay.
I started using it about a month ago. About a month ago, and the week I started using it was the week of my menstruals. Now, understand, I'm in a house full of people that took the shot. Everybody in my house took the shot except me and my children. Okay? And when they took the shot, I noticed that my menstrual was getting heavier. And, I mean, so heavy where I had clots, like the size of golf balls coming out of me, you know, during the week of my menstrual. And also I'm sluggish and fatigued, you know, I'm very bloated and my attitude is on 1,000, okay? And I started it that week. When I say this about the second day, ma'am, my clock went from golf ball size to a sweet pea maybe, Okay, and this is within 24 hours of taking it. Okay,
excellent.
I've been drinking it ever since then, and I 2 hours of sleep. So it's like 10 hours of sleep. Like I'm very energized now. I'm not sluggish. I'm not fatigued. I mean, I'm on my menstrual again now this month, and again, no blood clots, no fatigue, no back pain, no nothing. And I'm trying to get these fools in my house to take it, and they just won't.
I know.
And they just won't. Okay, you got to understand also that this is coming from a person that doesn't drink water. I never drink water before. It's always soda, juice, you know, other things besides water. Or if it was water, it was I put something in it, you know, maybe a little lemon or something. It was never just plain water, okay, unless it was too hot. And that was the only thing that was, you know, quench my thirst. Now I'm drinking this water every day. I haven't had soda in forever, okay? Oh, I also quit smoking cigarettes. All within a month's time, okay? I am now about 9-10 days free of cigarettes.
Great.
Okay?
Great.
You did that, sis. You did that.
Yes, it did that. Okay, it made me drink water. It made my periods lighter. It made my pains go away. My feet are getting a little better. Within a month's time, my feet used to get so big during my menstrual also. My feet not getting swollen anymore. Like I feel like I got a flow through me when I drink the water. You know, everything is just flowing. You know, it doesn't feel like anything is interrupted. And I just want to thank Brother Crenshaw and the brother who introduced me to it in this show as well. You know, I was sleeping, as you guys say. Okay. And as our younger generation say, I'm a little woke now, you know.
Okay.
I just wanted to share that with you guys. Like, within a month, I had stopped smoking cigarettes. Well, every time I would try to smoke a cigarette, it would taste like I'm licking the ashtray. And I didn't like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Excellent.
I didn't like that at all. So
I'm glad that you... Okay. Well, I'm
you
glad that you listen. I'm glad you listen. And so, you know, we can't save everybody, but those that do connect, that's good. That's great.
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to give y'all that testimony.
Appreciate
okay,
you.
And thank you for that. Thank you. Better
right.
love. Thank you for calling in.
Love.
Okay. You too. All right. Let's go to 614-362. 614.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Better Love. This is Erica.
Better Love. I came
in on the last tail end of the show. I wanted to ask you a couple questions. One is, I keep having this image, and it's played over in my mind certain times. I guess it was coming from the God consciousness that somehow when they say in the beginning and that big bang and big spark happened, big boom, those lights that sparked off and what they call the big bang, those are who we are. We are that light. And then number two, you were speaking about fulvic acid or humic acid. I have a mix of that with some zeolite. It was kind of strong, but I'm looking at trying the fulvic and the humic. How often should one take it? Because I'm hearing now that black seed oil is a stripper with zinc in the system. So I'm just trying to make sure that if I do that, that it's proper and it's nourishing. And repeat the name of the book again that you were speaking about on the urine therapy.
Actually, the urine therapy was my own pharmacy.
Oh, okay.
And also, zeolite and humic acid works together perfectly. You only need about 1/4 of a teaspoon. Oh, no, excuse me, 1/8 of a teaspoon twice a day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In the name of the book.
For how long?
Well, you can do it.
Babe.
Like, how long do you do it?
You see, every day we're supposed to take on raw minerals and nutrients. I mean, you can skip a few days if you like. Generally, if you want to stay, if you want to stay there, as far as mineralized, our bodies continue to grow. Just imagine taking a tree away from soil, a source.
Mm-hmm.
It has to eat soil nutrients on a daily basis. But being that we're 140 years plus deficient of this material, you know, you can reduce it. I mean, a little goes a long way. As long as you have raw minerals in your diet, what I do, I just take a couple teaspoons and put it in a gallon of water, and every day I drink an ounce.
Okay.
And you know, if I really need something, I feel like I'm going through something, I just take an eighth of a teaspoon and put it in some water and just drink. But that's my medicine. I don't use any traditional medicines at all. Soil nutrients from ancient plant tree matter is enough for me.
That's where we're at now. Self-care. More people are talking about it. It's going to take you to do self-care. Yeah, I mean, I think we've been doing it for a long time, but it's something, it's a heck of a thing to get right back in it and move up out of that system. And I'm glad you're saying that, because I made that decision yesterday. I came going to a doctor, and she wouldn't meet me where I needed her to meet, even though she was holistic or functional medicine. And I said, this is it, because I feel like I kind of already know. So I think what you're saying is a godsend for me. I already done put it out in the universe, and universe shows up.
Let me say something right here.
You are, and I hear the vibration in your voice.
Let me say something on that medicine, medical doctors. When you're looking at your medical card, it has a caduceus on there, which is a double-headed snake, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're not supposed to deal with that. The day that you eat of that tree, even in those books, it tells you that you're sure to die. So the caduceus is not it.
Oh, that's why they say the snake when Eve was in the garden and the snake.
The serpent. That's the medical. It's called the medical medical serpent. The medical serpent is adverse to life. They do not heal people.
When you go
to the medical doctor,
correct,
you're not going there to get help. You're going there to get metasynthetics. And metasynthetics is that's the word I made up. But metasynthetics is what you're getting, and they're not there. You're not interested in giving you no healing. Come on, they don't heal people. It's called consensus medicine. Consensus medicine is only going to use the same stuff over and over and over. So when they are collecting money for research, they're only researching the information that they got, because it's called consensus metasynthetics.
Well, thank you, caller. And the name of that book is The President Vampire. That's the name of the book.
Yeah, and if you see the guy on there, once you see the guy on the cover, it looks like Bonnie. Wonder who he is. All right, now there you go.
Okay.
I want to start something, but you're going to find out some real stuff real soon, y'all.
Oh, really?
Really?
About Biden?
About the whole system.
Remember
they pulled all the thousands of children from under the White House, right?
Right.
There you go. Vampires.
Yeah.
We've been following vampires.
All right. And when you go in the hospital, they act like vampires. They be pulling that blood out of you so much.
That's called the blood bank.
Yeah.
They go to war. They go to war to get blood.
To get the blood. Oh, my God.
Dealing
with the vampires. Okay. 304-906.
Hold up, better love. Can you hear me, sister?
Yes, we can.
Better love.
First of all, I want to say thank you, sister, for just having the guest on. I want to thank the brother D, and I also want to thank you too, Baba, for coming on. You dropped a lot of knowledge, brother, that I'm definitely just going to go back and research a lot. And I appreciate it. I just wanted to give my testimony on when the brother came on the show with Brother Robert X, you know, I ordered some from him, and the brother B, he was in contact with me. He sent me, samples, and I took it. And, you know, my thing was, you know, I'm a big guy, so, you know, I'm drinking the water. And it said, like you said, take an eighth of a teaspoon. So I tried to overdo it and just to see what would happen, you know, what would be the side effects. And like I said, I'm not on here trying to upsell anything. I'm literally drinking like 2 liters to a gallon a day, and nothing happened outside of me having dark stools and me having a lot of energy and excuse me, sister, and I have like an erection more than usual, you know. So
that's a good
you know,
thing.
Yeah, and
absolutely.
And I know. So the doctor's trying to put me on high blood pressure medication. And I don't take any medication for anything due to my own belief and everything. I'm not even gonna get into. And my blood pressure was 138, and when I started taking it, it dropped down to 121. So I called the brother, like, "Hey, man, is this natural?" He was like, "Yeah, that's what it does. It regulates everything in the body." So then he was explaining to me do like a foot bath or a foot soak and or soak in a tub. So when I did soak in the tub, because it takes a while to mentally get over something black that you're getting into, you're drinking something black, even though I've drunk Coca-Colas and Pepsis and stuff like that. But when I got out the tub, I had to take a video of it, and I had to keep calling them, and like, "Hey, man, what is this?" Because the only way I can say it, it looked like dandruff in the water, if you don't understand, like if you had like flakes in the water. And he said those are the surface parasites that's on your body. And I was like, wow. It was just unbelievable. So then, you know, I did it again, and I didn't have the same effect like the first time. But that lets you know that it got rid of everything. And just everything that it has done for me, so, you know, I wanted to pass it along. So I pass it along to some people, and some people just don't want to take it. They actually will go onto another website and order it instead of ordering it from, you know, where I'm telling them to order it from. And so, you know, they're getting it. You know, and I just don't get it. Like, you got it right here and right now. So a couple of people wanted me to ask you some questions, brother, if that's okay. I'm sorry, what'd you say, brother?
Bob is available to answer.
One, a lot of people don't like to talk about STDs, like you said. Say it again,
you
Bob.
Want to ask me questions?
No, I want to ask Bob.
Yeah. Okay, I'm
whoever
here.
Whoever can answer.
I can answer questions.
So, okay. So, they, you know, a lot of brothers, they don't like talking about STDs, cancer, like bone marrow cancer. You know, can you just explain some of the things that the zeolite volcanic ash does with the heme? Real quick, Baba, I have a problem pronouncing hemic folic acid. So I was calling it, and please forgive me, sister, homophobic acid. And then the brother started getting into that that science that I do want to ask you about that too later. But can you just explain just on what does it do for cancers, bone marrow, diabetes, and STDs, the zeolite and the hemic folic acid mix?
Sure, I can do that. First of all, let me ask you a question. What does trees produce?
Oxygen.
Okay. Can cancer live in oxygen?
No.
Okay. The concentration of what that tree is when it's been broken down is the same molecules as what a tree is. So when it gets into your system and water comes in contact with it, it produces and it unlocks. Say now, if you drink hydrogen, which is hydrogen water, you're going to notice that the effects are going to be anti-cancerous because cancer is trophoblast. And trophoblast, there's really no such thing as cancer. It's the Cancer Institute of America. That's who makes the money. But if they knew that you were taking humic acid, they would tell you not to because they know that humic acid is full of the compounds that produces oxygen.
Wow, okay.
Can viruses live in oxygen?
No.
Okay. So it's going to be antiviral, antifungal, anti-cancer, anti-everything because anti-inflammation. It's full spectrum. When you're dealing with the full spectrum, you're dealing with the white light. From the darkness comes the light. So that dark material, the fulvic acid, you're saying humic folic, but it's fulvic.
fulvic acid is the light from within the dark. And that is a chelator of the mineral. So it actually would be perceived as God. Okay? So the God of the minerals is fulvic acid because it chelates all heavy metals and all that stuff. So it can enter into the cell. It breaks everything down. It's an acid, earth acid, and a compound that is breaks all metals down. So it does, say if you have an autistic child that has aluminum in the brain, or people who are dealing with autism or Alzheimer's.
What about
dementia? Most of that is because the heavy metals have gotten to the brain. Fulvic acid chelates all of that. So that's chelation therapy. They don't want people to do chelation therapy because they know that heavy metals is what they're putting in the food, and all of the fried chickens and all this other stuff, and all the oil has aluminum, ammonium in it, and that aluminum is actually collecting in the fatty acids and going directly into the brain, causing these situations to happen. It chelates all of that. It breaks down everything, oxygenates the blood. When you have oxygen in your blood is more living.
Correct.
All right.
And what about
diabetes? Also has a negative charge. Diabetes is an enzyme deficiency. It also contains enzymes in a platform that causes enzymes to, in the environment, the enzymes can progress. It gives you potential. So when you're taking food enzymes or enzymes coming from the leaves, drinking tea, you know, you don't boil the tea, you just take the tea, drink tea every day, and then you want to take Mr. Crenshaw some probiotics, and when I send him the probiotics, he can replicate that and give you the proper probiotic. You're going to need probiotics in your body so you can break down the chemistry. And also, diabetes is an enzyme deficiency. So when you get these enzymes in, the enzymes go forth, these sugar-hungry enzymes will go in and start eating the sugar down to nitric oxide. It converts sugars to nitric oxide, and nitric oxide is our fuel for human body. So you're missing out. Diabetes is what you're eating. If you're eating toxic foods and sugars, and you remember, you're toxifying the enzymes. So if you stop toxifying yourself, you're taking the minerals, nutrients to detox, all the ashes to pull. The zeolite has a negative charge, so it's going to pull the viruses, pull out all of the stuff that's not supposed to be there. It attracts. And if you look at the molecule, it traps within the honeycomb all of the toxicity, the viruses, the poisons, and all that it can remove. And then you want to enter in to the equation. You want to enter in the enzymes, because the enzymes will have an environment for more life. And then it breaks the sugars down, eats the sugars down, and it converts sugars to nitric oxide gas, which is your fuel. That's what diabetes is. Your body's toxic, and the enzymes that you're eating die off before it can eat down the sugar. And most of the sugar nowadays, y'all, it has bone char in it.
Mm-hmm. What
and
is
the
that?
Bone char actually punctures the enzyme or cuts the enzyme and dehydrates the enzyme.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you're going to have to make sure you're eating natural sugars, because all the other white sugar has bone char in it, and that's how they're getting rid of a lot of these children's bones inside the sugar.
Okay. My karate instructor. One last thing, sister, I appreciate it.
Go ahead.
He didn't have his balance or anything when I was talking to him. He's a diabetic, and I had some on me, and I actually gave it to him, and he took two sips, and his sugar was 434, and he took two sips, and a half an hour later, his sugar dropped to like 56, and then he said he had feeling back in his left foot, and I found that kind of interesting. Is there anything I can just tell him? Because, and once again, I'm not asking for any medical advice or anything like that, or anything like saying that you can cure anything.
You're asking him for herbal advice. We don't do medicine.
Okay.
Think about that. All that did to him was increase the potential inside of his body for enzymes to live. That's it. That's all. Nothing medical about it. He created an environment for the enzymes to get rest. He detoxified, which gave it took some of the load off of the environment, the enzymes in the environment. So it took the load off the enzymes, and then the enzymes were able to feed and break down the structure.
Okay.
It's a very simple process. They chemicalize us, and if we just simply just get together and think about potential and enzymes and the things that causes us to live, what's living in our body, what's breaking down sugar in the first place? The enzymes, the food enzymes.
Right.
In fact, he's going to have to start eating more raw food enzymes because raw food enzymes balances out the deficiency situation. But if you're taking humic acid, you can clear out a lot of the mess first, and then you can enter in all of the goodness into, to the body, and it'll go do its work. It'll go eat that sugar
and then
break it down, nitric oxide gas, and the person will get up and go.
Yeah, it does give you energy. One last thing, and I'm yeah with this. I can remember my dreams ever since I started taking this. It's the weirdest thing. I can remember my dreams vividly, every dream I've had since I started taking it. And I just wanted to say that. Better love, Hotep. Thank you.
Better love. Thanks for that. Thank you. Okay, let's go to 843-610.
Greetings, better love, better love.
Better love.
Man, you're speaking volumes in so many ways, but I just want to start here.
Yes.
There was a time when, just like the brother said, we were giants.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about finding that information in the book. It's about listening to your spirit. The reason why I want to say that, I used to live up top, New York, and I was about 20 years old. And I told this brother that I went to Mount St. Michael's, one of the most prestigious schools in New York, Puffy, a lot of people went to that school, Denzel, blah, blah, blah. So all-male Christian Academy. But my point is, I told this brother, Central Park used to be a thriving, melanated town. He said, "You lying," because he seen pictures of them doing construction where Central Park is today. I got some information on a video in reference to this sister was talking about. Bev, I think I sent you the video. All the places mm-hmm. in America where there were thriving melanated towns. Okay, the reason why I spoke to that is because of what the brother was just speaking to about putting this essence back in our bodies. And then once this beautiful prison called flesh, this machine, is healed, you don't necessarily have to put it in your body no more. Now you feed it back to nature, which is the food that you're going to consume once that tree or that garden gets this mineral. Now you're eating a product from proper soil. That is so prominent. That's so powerful. That's just like what you're speaking to, the Big Bang Theory going back again, because everything expands and then it contracts. So what happened on this land and on this planet, something came and destroyed and knocked things out of course, just like it says in that book. The whole world is out of course. But just like a pendulum, you push it out, sooner or later it's going to come back. So that proper alignment in the Aquarian age is starting to take place. There's so many things I wanted to say. Bro, you got me so high right now, I think, feel like I went outside barefoot, stepped on the ground, and I got struck by lightning, man.
I know.
you know.
Yeah.
But revelation is taking place, the revealing of all things that our ancestors knew that was stripped from us, just like how Monsanto, well, maybe I shouldn't say their toxic name, what they did to our farmers down here in the South. The government made them use those terminating seeds to get that grant money, to get the products to maintain their farms. And those seeds destroyed the soil an inch. And then they yielded a crop. But in order to plant again, they had to go back because that soil was damaged. But he needed a bigger tiller to turn that soil over to get the fertile soil from underneath. Going back to this product, you could put that product in the water and feed the soil, just like growing peanuts after you yield the crop, and those peanuts will mineralize the soil again. I can't remember anything else I wanted to say besides the part about, you know, there was a time when our ancestors used to leave the body sitting. The Hebrews did it also, out for 3 days. And if that person did wake up like the brother spoke to, he was regenerated.
Yeah.
If not, there was nothing that could be done. I'm complete. I'm just going to go to mute because I'm saying I'm so high. Ooh, this is wonderful.
I
thank you for all that you do.
Natural high.
Yes,
you.
Indeed. I say better love.
Can,
thank you, brother.
Can I speak on the soil?
Yes.
Can I speak on what you just said?
Yes.
We're going to go higher with this too as well.
Okay.
I met a scientist. I mean, I don't want to say scientist. He was he's just a phenomenon in the realm of light. This is Dr. Pease, and he used to be the professor over at Area 51.
Mm-hmm.
He introduced me to another gentleman named Pat Patterson. He owns a mine up there in Utah. Pat Patterson just died because he actually went down and he had to do the work himself. He didn't have proper ventilation, so breaking down this substance actually got in his lungs and kind of messed him up a little bit because he didn't have enough help. If he had help, he wouldn't have been in a situation like that. But the soil nutrient is coming out of that particular volcanic eruption about 10,500 years ago. All you have to do is sprinkle a little bit on the ground and it'll suck all the toxicity from the Monsanto's mountain of Satan. Satan is actually to terminate all life on Earth was how they genetically modified the seeds and took all the seed away from us, which actually was the cure for balancing everyone, especially from this situation, this COVID shot. Seeds, raw seeds is the solution, along with the nutrients and all the water and all the stuff that goes along with it. This particular substance cleans up all of that. It's zeolite.
Zeolite.
Zeolite will heal the land. And that's what they used to use back in ancient days to fertilize the ground to the point to where you can grow 1,500-pound pumpkins.
Yeah. Is that
I want to pop.
Go ahead, Eddie. Go ahead.
I want to pop my cannon on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Hawaii is so prominent with its soil because of those volcanoes. They'll show a volcano running down a hill. It might take 100 years or whatever, but sooner or later, just like what the brother's saying, a plant, a stem will pop up out of that hard soil once that stuff starts to break down and open up and oxygenate that environment. Next thing you know, anything that comes out of that volcanic ash is so strong that you can't kill it. It's beautiful. I mean,
it neutralizes
right on time.
Using negative charge. Negative charge that's still vibrating in the in there. I've done some experiments with this particular substance to create a situation where I took it to some Jewish doctors. And they told me that it turned their ass on for 24 hours straight. So how do you turn it off? Right. So we are re-entering into the Adamic realm, which is knowledge of the earth.
Now, how should you take this? Okay, like the humic acid and then that ash. Should you take, like, the humic in the morning and the ash in the evening, or how should
both
you take
them
that?
In the morning because they work
both
together. It's
oh,
a charge. We want to
okay.
charge up. You know how people are lacking energy in the morning and drink coffee?
Yes.
Right. This is voltage right here. You can't go lacking with, you know, we're trying to get ourselves up. You know, a lot of times our bodies are limp and we need voltage. So the brother said he gets the erection. It's because mm-hmm. it's charging him up. And all of that is electrons. And when these electrons are running free in the body, not being negated by all the toxins and poisons and all the other mess, then the
mm-hmm.
body can turn back on again.
Mm. So should you mix them together in the same glass or just take a glass
yeah.
of one and a glass
same.
Of the other?
Same.
I can put them
just,
in the same? Okay.
I just had some acai berry juice. About 1 pound of blueberries,
mm-hmm.
and I had some mango juice. I had a little scoop of humic acid and a little scoop of that. I'd shake it up, and that's what my drink is.
Okay.
And then later tonight, I'll drink some water to make sure that water is important. It's the catalyst. You can put it in fruit drinks and things. But you still want to need to drink water to push it through the body.
Mm-hmm. I
but
like to put it in water. Mm-hmm.
I had a juice bar in Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
and I had add minerals.
Mm-hmm.
I had a whole list of minerals and stuff. I just took a little bit, put it in there, and $2.50. And that gave them all the energy they needed for the day.
Okay. Wow, this is right on time. This is exactly what we need.
Oh, yeah.
One more thing, sis. Humic, H-U, that
mm-hmm.
is a vibration in itself, just like human,
yeah.
H-U.
Yeah.
You want to meditate, and you could just let that resonate, and it'll take you places. We're best in the West. Let the best in the West try that. H-U. There's an organization. I forgot what they're called. I think they came out around the 70s, or they might have been longer than that. And that's their chant. Just like in Sanskrit or Buddhism, whatever, they say Om, O-M.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, H-U, I feel, is just a greater vibration, if not better, you know, because you're closing the Om at
right.
the end with the M. You is on the end, you know, and when I see you, I see me. So if I'm talking to you, positive or negative, I'm talking to myself. So that's you. That's beautiful. I yield.
Thank you for that. Thank you, Ed.
Better love.
Better love.
Better
and also, that's where humanity comes from, is this is a part of dehumanization is by taking these nutrients away from us. And when we do begin to take in these human, that's what makes us human.
Mm.
And humic acid. I have a song coming out, and in
mm-hmm.
fact, I'm going to send it to Mr. Crenshaw.
Okay.
Crenshaw, and it's called To Be Human, and I want him to push that into your audience.
Okay. So
no
problem. I would love to have y'all back on again next week, and we could play it. I'll start off the show with it.
Sure.
I 1,095,000 is that.
This is right on time. This is right on time. No.
Absolutely. The season has come.
Yes, it
yes.
has. What do they say? What is that saying? When the teacher is needed, the student appear, or however that saying.
When the student's ready.
Right.
Absolutely. Let me ask you, did you know a sister named Nina Bate?
She from Detroit?
Nina Bates was, she used to be a pastor, preacher, but she was living in Phoenix, Arizona, Gilbert, Arizona.
No, I don't think I know.
She had a metaphysical struggle.
Huh?
You remind me of her so much.
Yeah, because you say she had a metaphysical shop?
Yes.
Well, you're probably picking up the vibration because that's where I used to teach and work at a metaphysical shop. So you're probably picking up similar vibration.
Let me ask everyone on here right now. Is everyone on humic acid right now?
Yes.
Okay, I want everyone to put just draw a number one in the air and watch all of us being in oneness, the power and energy, how it instantly will cause our inward parts to actually come alive. Watch this. Just draw a number one in the air.
Draw a number one.
Whoever can hear me, just draw a number one in the air.
Okay.
Just tell me what you feel.
I feel some kind of vibration.
It's a calming.
Yes, it is.
It's a calmness.
It's a calming.
I feel a ripple that's gently expanding if I'm not on mute.
No, we hear you.
You can go ahead and smile, everybody.
That's
the
awesome
energy.
Man.
Wow. What do they say when one or more come together? Two or more come together. When one or more come together. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Powerful.
Bev,
yeah.
Where Eric at?
I don't know. I have no idea. He'll show up. Now, Crenshaw, can you give out your information so people can order?
I sure can. The payment system is down, but if you contact me directly through email or leave a message on the website phone number, I can get back to you as soon as possible. Email works best. My email is crenshaw@gmail.com. And you can check out the website. The website is www.crenshawherbpacks.com.
Excellent. And Baba, are you going to, I don't know if you want to give out any information or anything that you want to give out?
No.
Okay.
All the information will come through.
Okay. All right. And we would definitely love to have you back on again to enlighten the people here to help us rise in our vibration to get these answers, to know how to get these vampires up off of us.
Yes.
So this is great. This is great. Excellent. And I'm glad that I have a platform for you to be able to come on and spread the information. And I appreciate you, and I appreciate Crenshaw, definitely. The work that you're doing, I definitely appreciate y'all. And for y'all, both of y'all to take the time and energy to come and visit with us tonight.
No problem. Thank you for having us.
Yes, yes. And I look forward to us doing this again next week. This is knowledge and wisdom. This is beyond knowledge. This is wisdom that we need here at this time. The timing is perfect.
Beth, can I demonstrate in a different way?
I'll be present.
Huh? Go ahead.
Can I demonstrate it a different way?
Yes, yes, yes.
It's remembering, because just like what the brother said, there was a time when we were immortals. And these are the things, these are the staples. This is the energy that was in the air that was extracted. I'm telling you, some serious shit happened when the dynamics of this planet changed. And the dynamic of this planet changed. Prime example, even the water that we're drinking, the clusters of the water is too big for ourselves to consume it, and that's another reason why the body is always thirsty for water. I yield.
Thank you. All right. Well, we're going.
I can expound on that.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like me to expound on that one.
Okay, go ahead.
The earth salts are what's missing. We're the salt of the earth, and these are particular salts that are inside of the humic acid. Like I said, it's a tree that's been broken down. And trees are very complex in all of, even how it even drinks water. You know, so it does increase memory. Humic acid does increase memory. In fact, that's what my name is. My real name means that. So, you know, generally I have remembered the tree of life. And once we investigate it a little more thoroughly and get a team wrapped around it so we can assimilate the information properly and evenly across the board, and then we can gravitate people and return them to the essence of their indigenousness and medicine, that this is the original way. And that's what we're now, you know, speaking on now. This is the season for us to do that. And I've seen it coming. And I recognize each and every voice that I'm hearing. I haven't even seen you before and heard you before, but I hear you.
Oh, we hear you. We definitely hear you.
Why can't we go into overtime till next week? We could stay on this phone right now till next week.
we'll definitely be back next week to finish, to keep the vibration going. And again, I want to thank everyone for your time, for the work that you do, and better love. And look forward to next week talking to everyone. Peace and love.
Better love, Sister Beth.
Better love.
Better love.
Better love.
Wow. Thanks.
Thank you. don't serve me now. I forgive myself and I release all the things that don't serve me now. I forgive myself and I believe all the things that don't serve me now. I'm late.